Hey, everybody, Susan Michon here, the Techie Mentor. Just a big thank you for listening to this podcast, the Virtual Assistant Tips, Tricks, and Advice channel, where I share all things virtual assistant every week with no fluff, just the stuff that gets results. Hello, hello, my friends, and welcome to this week's episode. Today's topic is virtual assistant certification. So let me start off by saying what I mean by that. This is really in reference to any training programs that maybe you have attended or purchased that also come with some type of a virtual assistant certification. So let me start by saying the VA industry, the virtual assistant industry, is not a standardized industry. In other words, there's no standard body that governs all virtual assistants, regardless of location. So it's very hard to say that there is a certification behind a specific virtual assistant that governs all virtual assistants. Now, let me give you an example. There are governing bodies over industries such as the legal industry, or the financial industry, or even the medical industry, and even smaller industries like project management. I have a certification through PMI, which stands for Project Management Institute. They are a governing body that governs how you manage projects. The issue I see with VA certifications is the VA industry is so diverse. Now, I can see if you would get a certification for one specific skill set, but there is really no way to say you're certified as a VA, because what does VA even mean? It doesn't mean all things to all people. And so because there's not a standardized industry, those VA certifications that are out there don't mean as much as, say, you know, a CPA's certification would mean, or even a doctor or a nurse, or in my case, my PMP. Once again, no standard governing body. So you don't need a VA certification, unless, of course, you want one. So, and now I'm really talking about the overall VA certification. I'm not talking about specific certifications such as the one that Tina Forsyth offers for online business managers. That's a very specific skill set. I'm just talking about the broad category of virtual assistant certifications. So there is a difference as well as, are you getting a certification for the program, or are you getting a completion certificate? There are many programs out there that offer completion certificates, and that just means that you completed the training. Those are awesome because you can put them on your website and your social media profiles to show potential clients and even existing clients that you've invested in your knowledge, your education, and the growth of your business. A certification isn't the same thing. Usually a certification, there is some kind of test involved to make sure that you understand the material being taught. So that's why it's great if you take a specific certification, as I said, like the online business manager certification, because that's what you're being certified in. You can't certify somebody, in my opinion, as a VA, because VA is too broad. Too many different skill sets in there. Too many different specialties in there. So if you're somebody who is interested in getting a certification, I say go for it, but go for a specified, a specialist type certification. Don't do the overall broad VA certifications, because once again, they don't hold the same weight as a specialist certification would. And also read the fine print. What are you getting if there is a certification? Are you just paying extra for the training because it says there's a certification? And just once again, understand that the weight of the certification that you're getting, it doesn't mean the same as if you get a specialized certification. And they're out there. I mentioned Tina Forsyth's OBM, Online Business Manager. Very, very different than what we're talking about here. She created the governing body for that specific specialty. Once again, there is no overall body for VA. It's too broad. Also, if you're looking into purchasing a training program with or without certification, do your due diligence, and I'm sure you've heard me say this before, but check the credentials of the trainer. If they are offering certifications, well, what certifications do they have? Do they have any certifications? And not only that, you know, please do your due diligence and check to see how long this trainer or coach has actually been in business, because there is just a ton of them coming out now. And I think that's great. But here's the thing, is you're looking for longevity and sustainability. Anybody can have success for a year,
But if you look at the business statistics, most businesses fail within the first 5 years. That's why you may have heard me say, if you're going to buy training from somebody, especially in the VA industry, because there's so many out there, buy training from someone who's been in business at least 5 years. Why? Because you know they are successful. If they've been in business 6 months or a year or even 2 years, you're looking for longevity and sustainability. Those are the people that are going to know what it takes to be successful. Because let me be honest with you, my friends, people come and go in this industry all the time as far as VA trainers and coaches. They come in thinking it's easy to sell, and maybe it is, but they don't have long-term success. So look for sustainability. Look at how long has somebody been in business. And also, you know, can they back up the numbers that they're stating? Can they actually back up to say, yeah, I've been in business for 5 years. I've made over, six figures. Or is it just hype? Because there's a lot of that. You want to make sure that they can back up their numbers. It's not just hype. And then also, is the training that they're selling, whether it's certification or not, certified or not, I should say, is it of their own making? I mean, did they actually create the training, or did they just buy it and slap their brand on it? Because there's a lot of people who buy what is called PLR training, and that's private label, where they can buy it and then simply put their name on it and sell it. There are people that are doing that as well. So my point is, just do your due diligence. Look for sustainability. Can they back up the numbers? Do they have a refund policy? Can you talk to students that are currently taking the program? So once again, certification is great as long as it's specialized. It's not VA, because VA is just an industry. It's not a title, because it is too broad. When you tell somebody you're a VA, a lot of times you get the deer in the headlights, like, huh? Or you say, oh, you answer my phone or you take appointments. No, because the industry is too diverse. It's not one size fits all. So that's why a VA certification may not be as valuable to you as a specialized certification, because then people understand if you have an OBM certification, they know exactly what you do. I have a PMP certification. I'm a project management professional. They know what I do. So once again, if you want a certification, I say go for it. But maybe really look at investing in one that is specialized instead of one that's just for the VA industry, where there is no standardized body, which means you're not going to get the same training from the same people. They're all going to be a little bit different. So that's my take on this. I'd love to hear from you if you have any questions or you have comments. Again, if you have a VA certification, I think that's great. I think that having a specialized certification is going to take you further when it comes to making it easier to explain to people what you do, but you also viewed as an expert when you have a specialized certification. So thanks for listening. Again, I encourage you, if you have any comments, questions, please feel free to leave those. If you're not a subscriber, please feel free to subscribe. And if you are a subscriber, thank you for being here. I'll talk to you guys next week. Bye.